FNC's Carlson, January 6 commission aimed at anyone who stands in the way of the Democratic Party's agenda. By Jeff Poor on May 21, 2021. Thursday, FNC host Tucker Carlson opened his program with his thoughts on Democrats' push to establish a so-called January 6 commission to investigate the incident that occurred on Capitol Hill on the day for which it was named. Carlson determined that given the similarities of the mission statements of the 9/11 Commission established to investigate the September 11, 2001 terror attacks and the January 6 Commission, Democrats had more than just investigating the January 6 incident as the Commission's purpose. Transcript as follows. Carlson, here's a story for you. A mysterious letter appeared on Capitol Hill this week. It was addressed to every member of the U.S. Congress. The letter arrived on the official letterhead of the United States Capitol Police, but it wasn't from the chief or from any individual officer. Instead, the letter was signed, "Proud Members of the United States Capitol Police." So, it was anonymous. And that was the first tip. This was not your average security bulletin. It definitely was not. It was instead a political demand. The letter instructed members of Congress to vote yes to establish a quote January 6th Insurrection Commission. Police officers anonymously demanding the people they protect to vote a certain way on a specific piece of legislation. Haven't seen that before. Most people have long assumed the Capitol Hill Police Department was a law enforcement agency. Members of Congress certainly believed that. They trust their lives to the Capitol Hill Police. And that's why Capitol Hill Police don't lobby Congress. That would be a dangerous conflict of interest backed by an implied threat, do what we say or watch your back. In this case, that's exactly what they were saying to Republicans. Quote, "We, members of the United States Capitol Hill Police, write this letter to express our profound disappointment with the recent comments from both chambers' minority leaders, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, expressing no need for a January 6th commission. We are expected to remain neutral and do our jobs with honor and integrity," the letter continued. "It is unfortunate that our bosses, Congress, are not held to the same standard that we the USCPR." Well, that's a ransom note. Imagine getting it from one of your own bodyguards. It might be enough to make you rethink your position, which is of course the point of it. The Capitol Police are now effectively an armed political action committee. So, you've got to ask, what other partisan demands will they make in the future? Do Capitol Police have strong views on voter ID laws? How about taxpayer-funded abortion? Or our next trade deal with China? If so, they've got the muscle to make their voices heard. You can see why this is setting a very bad precedent, but it didn't bother Democrats. It helped them in the short term. So, they immediately put that letter to use. Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland passed the letter around. His chief of staff sent it to every other chief of staff on Capitol Hill along with this note. "Mr. Raskin is hoping your bosses will read this letter before the vote." Well, today, CNN announced it has discovered who wrote this letter. Who was it? They're not going to tell you. Because CNN agrees with the contents of the letter, they have decided to keep that information from the public. Sorry, you can't know. It's not like the Capitol Hill Police are Catholic school kids from Covington, Kentucky. No, they are allies of CNN and CNN has an obligation to protect them. And of course, in this case, the stakes are too high not to. As Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reminded us yesterday, what happened on January 6 at the Capitol is comparable to the American Civil War. Begin video clip. Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, "What the Republicans are doing to House Republicans is beyond crazy to be so far under the thumb of Donald J. Trump. Letting the most dishonest president in American history dictate the prerogatives of the Republican Party will be its demise. We all know, there needs to be a thorough and honest accounting of what took place on January 6, the greatest attempted insurrection since the Civil War." End video clip. Carlson, "Oh, it was an insurrection. So how many of the participants in that insurrection had been charged with insurrecting? With sedition? With treason? Zero. But the Biden Justice Department said they've been charged with effectively trespassing. But you can still see the similarities. During the Civil War, more than 500,000 people were shot to death. On January 6, one person was shot to death and she turned out to be an unarmed Trump voter gunned down without explanation by the Capitol Hill Police, but other than that, basically the same thing. Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio made a similarly sweeping and overheated point. He didn't mention Gettysburg or Shiloh, but Ryan did point out that anyone who votes against this commission is responsible for climate change. Begin video clip. Rep. Tim Ryan, D.O., you had people scaling the Capitol, hitting the Capitol police with lead pipes across the head, and we can't get bipartisanship. If we're going to take on China, if we're going to rebuild the country, if we're going to reverse climate change, we need two political parties in this country that are both living in reality, and you isn't one of them. End video clip. Carlson, a thug, a screamer, hysterical, but apparently, he made a compelling argument. 35 Republicans in the House of Representatives voted for that commission yesterday. They joined what Tim Ryan described as the party that's living in reality. The party that wears surgical masks outside, the party that thinks it's possible to change your biological sex, the Reality Party. One of the Republicans who voted with the Reality Party is Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. "I support a bipartisan January 6th commission," he wrote on Twitter. "This should not be about party politics or becoming partisan fight." Well, of course not, and you wouldn't expect partisanship or party politics from Democrats in the House of Representatives. Pretty funny. To be fair, Adam Kinzinger is widely understood to be among the slowest members of Congress. Mazie Hirono level slow. So, it's entirely possible he had no idea what he was saying when he wrote it, maybe he didn't even write it. What's harder to explain are that several Republicans in the Senate, including Bill Cassidy of Louisiana and Susan Collins of Maine, who have suggested they too will support this commission. Unlike Adam Kinzinger, Collins and Cassidy can read without moving their lips. They know what's in this legislation. The bill that the House passed yesterday was taken directly from the law that established the 9/11 Commission. Almost 20 years ago, that legislation instructed Congress to, quote, "investigate and report to the President and Congress on its findings, conclusions and recommendations for corrective measures that can be taken to prevent acts of terrorism." That was the 9/11 law. The new legislation that will create a January 6th commission demands the very same. Congress must, quote, "investigate and report to the President and Congress on its findings, conclusions and recommendations for corrective measures that could be taken to prevent future acts of targeted violence and domestic terrorism." Virtually identical language. That's not accidental. This is the new war on terror. But this war isn't aimed at Al-Qaeda or ISIS or any foreign power. This war is aimed at you and anyone else who stands in the way of the Democratic Party's agenda. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.